From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma is lashing Haiti and the Dominican Republic with fierce winds and heavy rain, but thankfully appears to be sparing them a direct hit. Forecasters say Irma's eye will pass between Hispaniola, the island shared by the two nations, and the Turks and Caicos late Thursday before its next target, Cuba and the Bahamas. The forecasters are still calling Irma extremely dangerous. It's a Category 5 storm with top sustained winds of 280 kilometers per hour. U.S. Hurricane Center forecaster Mike Brennan.
Maximum sustained winds are potentially catastrophic, 175 miles per hour. And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
The governor of Florida says the entire state is at risk from Irma, including both the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. A federal appeals court has rejected President Trump's narrow view of who should be allowed to enter the U.S. under his travel ban, which restricts entry into the country of citizens from six majority Muslim-majority nations and halts admissions of refugees from all over the world. On Thursday, a three-judge panel in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously ruled that grandparents, cousins, and other close relations of people in the United States should not be kept from entering the country. The court also said refugees admitted by a resettlement agency should not be kept out. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The United Nations is